Timothy chapter 2. Title of the message tonight is, Who Believes This? Who Believes This? You say, well, it's in the Bible? Yeah, it's in the Bible. So, well, we ought to believe it. Well, I know that. But still the question is, who believes this? And that's not really what the message is going to be about. But what the message is going to be about is things that a lot of people don't seem to believe. At least they do, you can't tell it. So you're there, 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 9. In like manner also, that women adorn themselves in modest apparel, with shamefacedness and a sobriety, not with broided hair or gold or pearls or costly array, but which becometh women professing godliness with good works. Let the woman learn in silence with all subjection, for I suffer not a woman to teach, nor to usurp authority over the man, but to be in silence. For Adam was first formed, then Eve, and Adam was not deceived, but the woman, being deceived, was in the transgression. Notwithstanding, she shall be saved in childbearing, if they continue in faith and charity and holiness with sobriety. Now, who believes this? Well, Paul did. Paul did because he wrote it, all right? And I know God believed it, or he wouldn't have had Paul write it, and he dead sure wouldn't have preserved it for us today if he didn't believe it, all right? So he put it here, and if you're a Bible believer, then you have to believe it. It's in the Bible, all right? Now, if you aren't a Bible believer, you ought to be, okay? You ought to be. But I read these verses, and there's so many things in these that, just putting it mildly, what these verses say are not very popular in our day. And by the way, we're not talking about in the world. We're talking about in the house of God, in churches. In many instances, a lot of the things that are mentioned here are completely ignored or in many cases explained away in some manner. The most amazing thing I ever hear is people who try to explain away something that's very clear-cut and plain. We'll get to something like that tonight in the message, you know, and they try to explain it away. But I'll say this, look, the Bible doesn't bow to society. And it doesn't bow to the will or the desires of men, all right? Just doesn't do it. God wrote it because he knows what's best, all right? God wrote it because he knows what's best. And I'll say this, all that follow the word of God will soon figure out that God's way is best if we just follow it. Now, when we read verses like this, there's some people that kind of tense up because they, you know, they think, well, I know what's coming, I ain't going. Well, just, would you just relax a little bit? Just relax, all right? Don't tense up on me tonight, okay? The people that refuse to submit to the Word of God are going to have to suffer the results. They're going to have to suffer the results, all right? There's two specific areas in the message tonight. It's a very two-point message, all right? And it's adornment and authority. And you talk about disagreement, and you talk about argument and trouble. You talk about opening a can of worms. When a preacher gets up and takes these verses and tries to preach the Word of God, oftentimes it does. But I want you to notice in verse 9, the first four words, in like manner also. In like manner. This joins this verse and what's about to come with what's been said already. It joins them, all right? In like manner also, you say, what's it talking about? That is with the right heart attitude, as what is exhibited in verse 8. Verse 8 says, I will therefore that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting. Look, we ought to have that same attitude. That's what Paul is saying to us. We're to have that same attitude when we come to this subject, that same heart attitude. It's no good to try to get people to do what they should when their heart's not right. Man, you're beating a dead horse, okay? But if you can get your heart right, and if the heart's where it ought to be, then, man, God's able to move. God's able to do something for you. But when that heart's not right, then the will of man seeks to overthrow the will of God. And we deal with that in these areas tonight. We still deal with that same idea, the will of man attempting to overthrow the will of God, all right? The Bible says, in like manner also, that women adorn themselves in modest apparel. Modest apparel. And here we go. It's like preaching on men in long hair. Well, what's long? Well, what's modest? Well, modest is that which does not attract attention to the body. That's modest. Modest is that which does not attract attention to the body. I'll be honest with you, modern dress, that's what it's all about. That's what it is all about. It is about getting somebody to look at you, or getting everybody to look at you, all right? I believe the goal of fashion today is to get someone to look at your flesh. You see it. I see a whole lot more than I want to see. You say, well, how do you avoid it? You can't. You can't. You can't walk around staring up. You'll run into people and things, all right? So, it's revealing. It's revealing. And by the way, there's a lot of ways to reveal. There's a lot of ways to reveal. It's easy to reveal by just having nothing there. All right? Just having it so skimpy and scantily clad, you know, that, man, it's very revealing. We live in a time where the world has gone crazy over people, and because they have a famous name, and because they're movie stars or they're musical entertainers, and we live in a day where people have decided that's what I want to be like, and that's what I want to look like. Look, folks, I'm preaching tonight to Christians, and I'm pleading with you tonight not to go that route. I'm just pleading with you, don't go that route. I promise you, the preacher's not mad at you, but I'm pleading with you, okay? There is so much out there today. It's amazing to me that, you see, God's people even really know a lot about the Kardashians. You know, you say, I don't know anything about them. Good. Good. You know, I see their names, and oftentimes I see things about them, but it's not just them. It's not just them. There's all kinds of others out there, and it is in an effort to reveal as much as they can, and the way they do it is, well, let's take it all off. You say, preacher, I'm not going to do that. Well, wait a minute. It can also reveal everything, and you can wear clothes so tight that it leaves absolutely nothing to the imagination. And more, we see that more and more. As at a football game, high school football game, Friday, and I thought, my soul, what people are wearing in public is what used to be underwear. I don't know any other way to say it than just say it that way. It's what used to be underwear. But now it is the only wear, all right? And it is a skin tight, and I could be rude, but I'm not going to do it. I'm in the pulpit, going to be careful what I say. But, I mean, it's just so tight. Hey, it reveals everything. Reveals everything. Ladies, I realize you're built different than a man, and every man is thankful for that. Thank God for that. But I'm a believer. I believe this with everything that's within me. Your body is for your husband. And only for your husband. Men, I believe the same thing. I know you may be buff. Okay, you may be as buff as whatever buff is, all right? You can have a six-pack or whatever, all right, all of that. But I'll be honest with you, your body's for your wife. It's not for us to strut around and display, okay? That is not the purpose of it. So people reveal by just not wearing enough. They reveal by wearing skin tight, but also they reveal by wearing and using material that's so flimsy, as somebody said, a mosquito could fly through it without breaking a wing, all right? And we live in that kind of thing. Listen, God's people ought not to live like that. God's people ought not to live like that. Man, you ought to look in the mirror. Don't ask your husband, does this make me look fat? No man can answer that and live, okay? But there should be concern. Hey, is this too tight? Is this too tight? Hey, look, men are different than women. Men are attracted by what they see. We're attracted by what they see. And I just be honest, I'm married, I love my wife, but I don't want her on display for every man in the world. I just don't understand the man that does, okay? I don't understand that at all. But we live in a time where modesty is being thrown out the window. And I've never seen so many ways to show off the body is available in styles today, okay? But that's not what it ought to be, all right? You ought to take a look. If you need to buy something else, then buy something else, okay? You need to be careful about it. Be careful. Be careful, all right? As I've said many times, I believe it with all my heart, everywhere we go, we represent the Lord Jesus Christ. We represent Him. We ought to be so careful. We ought to be so careful. I mean, and just the way we look. We ought to take some pains. We ought to be careful about it. That when we're out and about, that we represent the Lord Jesus Christ and not make Him ashamed and not bring reproach on His name. All right? And as I said, I'm not mad at anybody, and I'm not standing here with you in mind. Okay? I'm standing here with the Word of God in mind. Notice what the Bible says, that women adorn themselves in modest apparel with shamefacedness and sobriety, not with braided hair, or gold or pearls or costly array. Now, some folks have taken these verses and others and have said women ought not to wear makeup, they shouldn't wear any kind of jewelry or anything else. I just want to tell you, that's not what this verse is saying. By the way, there's one over in 1 Peter, it talks about it, and if you read it and the crowd that reads it that way, it really means it would tell you don't wear clothes, all right? So that's not what God's saying, okay? It's not where He's headed with it. But, that shamefacedness and sobriety, it's a face that isn't bold, isn't aggressively seeking to attract the attention of the opposite sex. Ladies, there's not a one of you that can identify a woman that's trying to do that. Every one of you can spot them a mile off. They've got a look in their face and in their eyes and the way they do it. You say, I don't know what it is. If you don't know what it is, look at most of the magazine pictures of women in any kind of style. Look on their face. That's the look. That's the look. All right. It ought not to be that way. Man alive, you're not out on the prowl, okay? We need to be so careful. The Bible says that adornment is modest apparel with a look, even a facial expression, all right? And then it goes on to say, but which becometh women professing godliness with good works. Man, that's what we ought to adorn yourself with, all right? nor to adorn yourself with that. And by the way, could I say this? I mean, we might as well get there, because modest doesn't mean dull, drab, and unattractive. That's the world's type. Well, dull, drab. You want everybody to be dressed like the Amish. No, I don't. No, I don't. I believe stuff can be stylish. I don't believe it is as dull and drab. A lot of people equate that with holiness, all right? That's not true. Psalms 29, verse 2 speaks of the beauty of holiness. There's nothing wrong with stylishness. There's nothing wrong with something looking sharp, something looking nice. It's not dull and drab, all right? It ought to be. Man, we ought to try to look good. I appreciate it. But if you're going to overdo it with good works. With good works. Not Mr. T bling, okay? There's overdoing it, all right? There's overdoing it. Hey, is there anything wrong with a string of pearls? No. Is there anything wrong with a necklace? No. Not on a woman. Okay. There's not anything wrong with those things. It is okay. But man alive, you shouldn't look like Mr. T going down the walk, all right? There's just that little bit of sense. That's called modesty. Modesty. In adornment. To be modest in that adornment. Peter says this in 1 Peter chapter 3. He says that ornament ought to be a meek and quiet spirit. Hey, that's modesty, not just in dress, but in deportment. But that's the way we ought to be. But we live in a time where it seems like everybody is like a football player or a basketball player. You know, where, okay, I tackled the guy. Ooh, beat my chest. Whoopee, whoopee, whoopee. All right, I made the shot. Did you see that? Did everybody see that? I want to be sure you see that, all right? And all that. For heaven's sakes, where'd the modesty come in? What happened to modesty? Just a quiet spirit. Man, I like to, I enjoy watching a ball game. I enjoy watching a ball game where a ball player does something amazing and then they just walk off. Just walk off. Because, you know, when you do it right, everybody knows you did it. You don't have to jump up on the fence, stand there and say, they saw it. It'll be on the replay. Just that modesty in deportment, okay? That modesty about it. We're losing that kind of thing. And everybody, man, it's like, did you call my name? Did you see me? Hey, what's just do what God wants you to do. Have that modest attitude, not seeking to draw attention. Not seeking to draw attention, but just seeking to obey God. Just seeking to follow Him. That adornment, let it to be in a modest way, all right? But then look, if you will, in verse 11. The Bible says, let the woman learn in silence with all subjection. But I suffer not a woman to teach, nor to usurp authority over the man, but to be in silence. Man, not only does the world totally disagree with God when it comes to adornment, but the world totally disagrees with God in the matter of authority. Totally. It seems like everyone wants their own way. Their own way. We live in a day where kids run most of the homes. Kids run most of the homes. It shouldn't be like that. You know, I was listening to my barber yesterday talk, and he said, yeah, you can't, you know, you can't give your child a whipping the way you used to could. Well, sure you can. If they need it. It can be done, all right. But kids run the homes today. Nobody seems to have the ability to say no and mean it. And just say, no, that's it. That's it. No, that's the word, okay? It's funny, kids learn to use that word real early in life. They learn to stomp their foot, no, you know. But for some reason, parents can't seem to say the same thing to their child and mean it. Instead, we get out, now listen. Let me reason with you. No, don't reason with them, just tell them. Just tell them. Somebody needs to have that authority. Men won't step up and take the position in the home God gave them. And then we live in a time where people seem to think they've got a better way to run the church than the way God lined it out. Hey, why? Authority. Authority. Authority always comes from above. All right? And it's God. God, in his work, he made men and women different. He made women, men and women different. He also gave them different assignments, different positions in life. All right? The fact you have a different position does not mean you're inferior. Where did we ever get that idea? Well, because I'm not in that position, you think I'm inferior. No, I don't. No, I don't. Not at all. Not at all. But we live in that time, all right? And problems come, though, when certain positions get more status in the eyes of men and folks begin to covet that position. But sometimes a position that God said it's reserved for certain individuals. And we get out from under the authority of God. I believe the context that Timothy is being told and written to here, the context is in the church. And he said, let the woman learn in silence with all subjection. I'll just say this, all right? You learn more and you learn better if you keep your mouth shut. Now, ladies, that's just as true of men too. We learn a lot more if we keep our mouth shut. Just zip it and listen, all right? But we see that word subjection and people go into spasms. Subjection here, it speaks of rank, all right? It is difficult for us to be in subjection to anybody else. But when it's the right thing to do, we best not fight it. We better do what God says. And we're to be willing to be in subjection, all right? Now, in subjection doesn't mean beaten and cowering down. But yet that seems to be the word, you know. When we talk about the Bible says, let the wife be in subjection to her own husband. I think the world's view of that is the woman... That's not in subjection. You're mistreated if that's the way you have to be. You're mistreated. But that subjection is understanding the rank, understanding the order that God has laid down, his order of authority, all right? Verse 12, man, we see a lot of places it's not believed anymore. I suffer not a woman to teach nor to usurp authority over the man, but to be in silence. Now, notice, to teach and be an authority over the man, all right? Hey, if we didn't have ladies teaching Sunday school, we wouldn't have but two or three Sunday school classes, all right? That'd be the end of it. Nothing wrong in the world with ladies teaching children. It's the right thing. I've known and heard of large churches that had a woman teaching an adult Sunday school class, and everybody was in that, men and women. So what do you think about that? I think it's wrong. I just think it's wrong. It doesn't matter who did it. It doesn't matter who did it. I just don't think it's right. But scripturally, all right? You say, well, you just don't think a woman's smart. Where'd you get an idea like that? Some of the most intelligent people I know are women. And it doesn't take away from your intelligence. It doesn't mean that, you're some kind of dipstick or dummy. Not at all, okay? But God's put an order in it. He's put a rank, and he said, this is the way it's supposed to be. It ties in, same thing we get over here in chapter 3 is going to be the pastors be a husband of one wife, okay? Yet we've got women trying to preach in churches. You say, what's wrong with that? Well, it's unscriptural. It's just unscriptural, okay? It's unscriptural. He says, what are you saying, preacher? Let me just boil it down to it. What do you believe? Are you going to believe what society says? Are you going to believe the direction society is going? Or are we going to stick with the Bible? We're going to stick with the Bible. Listen, ladies, I don't believe you're to be a sex object, okay? I just don't believe that one bit in the world. I believe God made a woman, and by the way, he didn't quit creating until he made a woman. Okay, he didn't stop with a man. Truth of the matter is, he looked at the man and said, that boy needs some help. And we do. We do. It was after he created the woman that he quit, all right? That was it. I'm just saying to you, we live in a day when we talk about these things, and this matter of authority, it's not an opportunity or an excuse for a man to belittle, batter, or beat his wife or any woman, okay? I think a man that beats his wife, he ought to be taken out and worked over, all right? Physically abused, all right? I mean, whopping. The very idea. You know, you see, I mean, you saw, I'm pretty sure, just, what, a couple years ago, I guess now, where that I think some kind of athlete star, he's in an elevator, and he decks his girlfriend. I mean, knocks her out. A guy like that ought to be taken out and beat. I mean, pummeled, all right? Just pummeled. And there's got no sympathy for it. There's nothing right about it. It's dead wrong. But I say to you men, how in the world could you do that to the woman that the Bible says we're to love as we love ourselves? How in the world can you do that? Man, it's beyond me. It's beyond me. How you could treat that person that you love like you love yourself. I like to play with my grandson. He likes me to torture him because he keeps coming back for more, all right? And I'll get a hold of his arms, and I'm, at least right now, it won't last very long, but right now I'm strong enough I can take him and make him hit himself with his own hand, okay? And I'll do that. And you say, preacher, you shouldn't do that. He comes back for more, all right? He loves it, all right? So if you see him with a black eye, he probably gave it to himself. I'll do that and do it. But there's not a one amongst us. We do not beat ourselves, okay? We don't do it. So how in the world could a man do that to the woman that he loves as he loves himself? It's not a matter of opening up for anybody to be abused. No, it's a matter of God saying, hey, there is a rank. There is an authority. There is an authority. I believe this. I believe the lack of modesty in dress brings about more physical problems because there is that lack. All right? It's not there. And it causes it. You say, well, you think it makes it okay. I didn't say that. Don't put words in my mouth, all right? Hey, if we'd understand, if we'd learn to have some modesty, hey, men too. We ought to have some modesty in the way we conduct ourselves. There ought to be some, not seeking to draw attention to ourselves, okay? Not trying to do that. That's not, you know, what we ought to be about. The truth is, we ought to be drawing attention to Jesus Christ. That's the one we're to draw attention to. Our life and our manners ought to be, would you see him? Would you just see him? See him. And if we'd adorn ourselves that way, we would be modest in our conduct. And we had realized God has a rank. He has an order in the authority. And God's given us positions. And things don't work well if everybody doesn't take their spot and their position and fulfill their job that God's given them to do. I don't know how many times I've sat down with couples and they want me to perform their marriage. And I've sat down with them and I've looked the man in the eye and I've pointed at him. And I said, I'm going to tell you this, God's going to hold you accountable for your home. You will stand before God and you're going to give an account because God holds you responsible. The same time I've looked at the wife-to-be and said the truth of the matter is, though, you're going to make a home a home. It's that woman's touch. That woman said, hey, us guys, we could live in pretty much anything, you know? My version of decorating and my wife's version, two extreme opposites, okay? Just totally opposite. But it's that woman's touch that makes a home a home. You don't go into a home that's tastefully decorated and laid out, and you don't look at the man and say, you did a good job. Because ain't a man in the world does that, all right? It's a woman that does that. The woman does that. It's a woman that rides herd on us, said, pick your clothes up! And we need it. We need it. All right? Hey, God put us in a position of authority that he wants us in. Would you just stay with me? Don't keep fighting God. Don't fight God. If we'd get back to doing things God's way, it would cure so many problems in this world today. It would just fix so many homes. It would restore churches. I think it changed the government. It would just get back to doing things God's way. But what that means is we've got to submit ourselves to God, his plan, his purpose for us. Now the question is, are we going to do that? We're going to do that. Now, well, preacher, I don't like what you said. Well, show me where I'm wrong scripturally. Just show me where I'm wrong. I'm not interested in an argument from the world. Not interested. And you say, well, so-and-so abused. Hey, it's not right to abuse anything. Not right to abuse anything. But I say this, and I believe with all my heart, a man that's right with God, that's the man every woman wants to be married to. Because if he's right with God, there's nobody who'll treat you better. Nobody will treat you better. Can I turn on the other side? The woman that's right with God, that's the woman every man wants to be married to. Because she'll treat you right. She'll treat you right. And I mean, boy, that's what we want. That's the goal. God's put it out there, okay? Do you believe it? Do you believe it? If you believe it, then it needs to be in practice. It needs to be in practice. Hey, maybe you need to go home and take a look at your wardrobe, all right? Just be honest about it. Man, if it's too low cut, if it's too short, whatever, all right? Change it. Fix it. Fix it. If it's too tight, get rid of it. Get rid of it. I struggle with the too tight myself because I've said numerous times, God really intended for me to be 6'8" tall. But when you cram that down into 5'8½", things bulge, okay? And have trouble with it. Hey, listen, God help us to have the right attitude with what God wants us. Do you remember how I started? Would you go back there to verse 9, in like manner also? What are we talking about? We're talking about the attitude of the heart. The attitude of the heart. Oh, we need to keep the heart right. If we can keep the heart right, everything else fall into place. It'll just fall into place. Hey, Timothy was told by Paul, here's some things, here's the way it needs to be. Is it that way with you? Is it that way with you? Don't try to argue with me and fight with me. Are you just, be honest. Just be honest. Are you modest? Are you modest? You ought to be. You ought to strive, go the extra mile if need be, to maintain that modesty. Do that. Hey, man, you ought to be modest in your deportment. You're not the banny rooster going around crowing all the time to draw attention to yourself. And we're all to be in subjection to God when it comes to authority. The truth of the matter is, men, the responsibility that rests on us is a huge responsibility. Huge responsibility. I believe it. I believe we'll give an account. We'll give an account for our home. We'll give an account for our marriage. We'll give an account for our children. We're going to give an account for that, man. You say, well, it was my wife's doing. But you were the man. You were to do what your job was. God help us to see. We have a position. God's given us that position. Let's take it. Let's not try to take somebody else's position. Let's take the position we have and do what we should. Our Heavenly Father, would you help us tonight? Help us to see the Scriptures. Lord, I know what I've preached tonight is just as far removed from what the world believes and practices, and they would mock what I've said. They would belittle it. But Lord, I believe with all my heart it's Scripture, and we're accountable to you, not to the world. Would you help us to maintain our heart attitude, Lord, so that we could be right with you? Lord, would you help the men to lead the way they ought to lead? Lord, give the responsibility, take the responsibility that you've given to us and deal with it. And Lord, help us each one to submit ourselves to you, that you might work out your plan in our life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.